Our church year is coming to an end. Next Sunday, we celebrate the feast day of Christ the King. It's the last Sunday of our church year. And then after that, already, we begin Advent, a new church year. We always begin a new year by preparing for the beginning, the birth of Jesus Christ, the beginning of our salvific history. But as we near the end of the church year, we always hear about the end at Mass. We hear about the end of the world. We hear about the return of Jesus Christ. We hear about the promise in that prayer we pray during every Eucharistic prayer, when we say, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. This return of Jesus Christ, the end, is promised to us by our Lord. But even more than that, this end, this return of our Lord, is described by him. In today's gospel, he describes it as the sun being darkened, the moon losing its brightness, stars falling from the heaven. The powers of heaven will be shaken, and then they will see me. Jesus said, and then you will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he separates and brings judgment to those who will be in heaven and those who will not. It's great clarity and detail of our Lord describing the end. He promises us that heaven and earth will pass away. But he says, my words will not ever pass away. This is bad news for some. It's good news for others, this end. But it will happen. And we, as followers of our Lord, we really welcome it. As I said at my school mass recently, we talked about the end, and people are, oh, you know, we don't want the world to end. We don't want the world, you know, why would we want? Yeah, I mean, we would only be so lucky to be here when the world ends, because the end of the world for us means the return of our Lord. It means uniting heaven and earth with him as king forever. This is something we welcome. This is something we hope to see. But what is more likely to happen before that end is our end. So at the end of the year, as we hear about the end, it's also a reminder of the final moments in our life, to be reminded of our death, and to prepare as you are right now. Every time you come to Mass, you are living a vigilant life, a preparation for that end, no matter how it comes, the end of your life or the return of our Lord. You are here in Mass because you love our Lord. You, as that opening prayer said, find happiness in being devoted to our Lord. You are here because you know that our lives are short and heaven is eternal. The Old Testament tells us how long we live. In Psalm 90, we read how we live 70 years, or 80 for those who are strong. That could probably be updated with medical technology today to 80 or 90. I buried 7 people over the age of 100, and they're all women. So men, think about that this week. But we know that we are sinners, we cannot save ourselves, and that we need a Savior. And we prepare by living our faith, because it brings us happiness and peace today as we prepare for the future. I once knew a funeral director who closed all his letters with, "Eventually yours." And, there's no doubt about it. We will all be eventually his. But just as eventually, we will be God's. We will be our Lord's. That is certain. And it's not a fearful prospect for us because of the promises our Lord gives us. The great promise this week is again how our Lord promised that we will see him coming in the clouds with great power and glory, and his words will never pass away. Amen.